All right. Thank you, Frederick. I want to go ahead and do a few thanks. One to Tom and Pia and Colin, who is not here today. He was another member from the English-speaking congregation. Unfortunately, he couldn't join us. But also to Ermtrout, Martin and Andrea from the German-speaking congregation. Andrea is a licensed architect, unbelievably helpful and passionate about this building, and it was definitely effective for the rest of us to pick up the help her and join the group to look into opportunities and for the building, not only in the near term but in the long-term future. So as Frederick said, there's a long history in this building of both the congregations and the worship and the good deeds that are done here, but also with the physical facility, varied and historically interesting. As I am a part-time tour guide around town to all our guests that come to visit, is one of the high points to stand at Le Bourg de Place de Beaufort. That tells you how much my French has improved in 5 years. And stand down and look down the hill at the wonderful building that we get to call our worship home. So just a little timeline. And then another aspect that became very apparent when we started this process is the crazy complexity that is this building. You walk up the steps, you think there's four floors, essentially. Well, we broke it into essentially 9 separate levels, because as once you get to that floor, it's pretty cut and dried, bang, bang, bang. You go up a floor, and that's a level. Up a floor, that's a level. You go from this floor down, and there's, four levels that we considered as part of the building. So it adds lovely wrinkles to the complexity of the building. Thanks. So where did we start? We were given a mandate, which I'll talk about the mandate from the congregations and the church council. And out of this mandate, we came up with some starting points for our task. It's a big... It can be very cumbersome and a big task to look at, and so breaking it down into some individual finite opportunities was essential for our process. The first step is understanding and knowing that this is a historical monument, not only for us but for the overall Geneva community and the Swiss community, frankly. And in that provides some constraints, difficulties, but also some opportunities. Being a historical landmark, you get to go to the commune and to the state and to the federal governments and talk to them about what we can and cannot do. But as an opportunity, there's opportunities to also go to these groups and say, can you help us with financing, with different opportunities? And they provide, and there will be a passion over there to do things to help us preserve this building and to continue to have it as a wonderful monument to the city, state, and federal governments. So it is, as we saw it, both an opportunity along with creating some unique wrinkles to our process. And again, fortunately, Andrea has some very good experience with those things and talked to some other people that were very experienced in how do we manage those situations. And so all of our processes were based with those items in mind and understanding that those are things that are going to have to be managed as we go through the process. The next point actually includes the next 4 points, is the multifunctional use of the building. How do we expand the opportunities of these great spaces that we have to be able to be used more efficiently, more usefully for the whole community. And this came out as part of the comments that we had when we did the surveys, and then we did a survey of each room and how often it was used during the week. How many hours was this room used during this space used during the week? The offices during the week, the combined around during the week, did it? And we, you know, put together a spreadsheet that said, and it there were some glaring gaps of we have this space that is not being utilized for a variety of reasons. So, but it, that helped us go through and say, here's some opportunities and how do we talk about the opportunities provided. You know, the different levels, the difficulty of accessibility to different spaces creates less use for some spaces versus others. And there's noise issues, you know, when there's activities in here with the German pastor's apartment right above, and vice versa, when there's activities in the German pastor's apartment right above, things are happening down here, the noise transmits itself. Can we figure out how do we manage that in a different way? Or so these are things we thought about. More immediately and locally, you know, the moisture in the cavité, there's a continuous beam that runs from there to there above the organ. And there's some not immediate concerns, but concerns because it's 300 years old. That's something we're going to have to address. So those are things we thought of as a thing to... Yeah, nobody ever looks up, do they? So those are things that we thought of. Yeah, yeah. Did I make everybody nervous? No. There's nothing to be nervous about. But it's things that we, in our through our discovery process, that made the list of these are things we need to think about. Technical installations. You know, Andy probably knows for sure, you know, what the Wi-Fi situation here is in the building or lack of Wi-Fi situation. But upgrading not just the communications, but the electrical systems are really old. And, you know, you have a panel here and you have a panel there and you have a panel over there. And, you know, there it's like any old building, it's been kind of cobbled together. So how do we bring all of the utilities and backbone, so to speak, of the building and consolidate it and make it efficient? And, you know, so that was another thing we looked at and was part of the comments from the surveys. And then also the operational costs and energy costs. Things like, as people know, we've replaced windows with more thermally isolating windows. You know, that's part of this part of the task. Also, the boilers are getting closer to the end of their life, so we've got to, you know, at some point that's going to be something to be addressed. So that was part of this situation.